We're talking with Dr. Phil Langerman, who was one of the original administrators at Des Moines Area Community College. He was the third employee, actually, on that team in 1966. A very unique aspect of higher education in the greater Des Moines area was the formation of the Des Moines Area Consortium for Higher Education. And Dr. Langerman was one of the founders of this organization. Dr. Langerman, I'd like to ask you some questions about the consortium. And if you can brief us on it, it's still in existence today after many, many years. What were the original purposes of the organization?
Well, we thought that it was possible to bring the institutions of higher education in Des Moines together to solve common problems, work together. When the community college started, there was a lot of apprehension on the part of Grandview and Drake. They were concerned that the community college was going to get all the students and it was going to affect them and recruitment and a variety of things. So we said, let's get together and plan together, work together. And one of the first things we did was set up the consortium. There were two members from each institution, usually vice president for academic affairs and vice president for student services, or a similar vice president. We wrote a grant under the TRIO program, special services, and got funded. In those days, they had a fairly large amount of indirect cost that could be charged to a grant. And we used that indirect to run the consortium. You may recall, after the first year or two, we had an in-service at Drake, where we brought together faculty from all three institutions. We had a lot of workshops with people of expertise from all three institutions. I think it helped bring together the institutions and cooperate, coordinate, work together to solve educational problems for people.
I know from my experience, I think it could be said now, and you may want to elaborate on this, that none of the three institutions ever publicly criticized the other institution because of the strong working relationship between the members of this team.
I think that's true, and I think that was, again, one of our goals, to try to put forth a front to the community that we're all educational institutions. We might be serving slightly different students, and that was a strength, and that we could, in fact, cohabitate the Des Moines area. I think there was very little public criticism of the other institution. You know, that I moved on to Drake after a fashion and served on the consortium from Drake after serving on it from DMAC.
I think you probably were the only person that has done that in the history of the consortium.
Yeah, I'm sure I am. Yeah.
Our time is about over for the interview.
Okay.
I want to thank you for what you did to help strengthen the bonds between higher education and what the consortium did over that period of time. And it's a very interesting story. And as you say, it obviously helped all three institutions. Thank you for the interview.
You're welcome.